This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. So much to get to, but a case that we started telling you about just briefly a few weeks ago has now been picked up by the Alliance Defending Freedom. And will it make a difference for young female athletes in Connecticut? Also, John Catsimatidis and Kelsey Bowler stopping by. It's a big news hour. You keep it right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
I was there. History was made. Did you see it? It was crazy. And you know what's even nuttier? They're the Orlando Sentinel, who ran an op-ed on their pages yesterday, who to endorse for the candidacy of the 2020, anybody but Donald Trump. Hey, welcome to our city, Mr. President. They were trying today to poo-poo the attendance and the turnout. Guys, some of us were there. Some of us saw. You can't lie about these things endlessly. Anyway, another highlight from last night.
Together, we're breaking the most sacred rule in Washington politics. We are keeping our promises to the American people. Because my only special interest is you. I don't have a special interest. I don't care. I don't care.
Pretty interesting phraseology that he used all throughout the night last night. Let's bring in Kelsey Boulder to get some analysis of this. She, of course, is a reporter for the Daily Signal. She's a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. She's also a member of the Heritage Foundation. She's a writer for The Federalist. She's a podcaster for The Federalist. And when she's got time to do something else, she authors a newsletter on Wednesdays called Bright that you can get for absolutely no cost by going to getbrightemail.com. Kelsey, welcome back. Very good to have you.
It is great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about overall performance of what the nation saw from President Trump last night. Does this, and I don't care what the leftists are saying about the attendance numbers. I was there all day yesterday, Kelsey. There were 50,000 people on the lawn by noon, and I drenched my suit walking from my broadcast location just over to the arena to pick up my credentials. It was miserable weather-wise, and yet people poured into the facility like you wouldn't believe. But your reaction, not having been there and watching it from afar?
Well, I'm actually shocked to hear that some news organizations are trying to spin the attendance and the enthusiasm from last night's campaign announcement. When I woke up this morning, I said the one thing the media can't do is try to pretend that Trump does not have enthusiasm on his side. The campaign, I mean, the announcement was, on one hand, it was typical Trump. He, did talk a lot of policy, but he threw some punches, and he was his usual funny self along the way. But on the other hand, it felt different than just another campaign stop that we've seen throughout the past couple of years. People were excited to be out there and officially launch this again.
Yeah. No, that was the thing that struck me. So a number of years ago, you remember this little thing called the Tea Party? When they had their first event on the lawn, on the mall in Washington, the very first one, they had, I think it was 1.2 million people that showed up on the lawn. And I was one of the early speakers in the schedule. I was like the second or third for the day. And I remember getting up on the stage, and I've spoken in a lot of public venues, and I felt the energy was so electric that I could feel a physical presence coming at me on the stage from the audience because they weren't very close to the stage. They were still significantly far away, but it was such an energized presence. The only other time in my life that I have felt that kind of energy, be it whatever you may think it is, was yesterday when I was walking around the Amway Center. And I've been to conventions. I've been to all kinds of things. They had 135,000 RSVPs for this thing. That's like four times the attendance of what the RNC held last year in Cleveland, or in 2016 in Cleveland, Kels.
Right. And then if you look at the visuals, it's just incredible what people wore. They wore their excitement on their sleeves, literally. Yeah. American flags everywhere, patriotism on display, a bunch of MAGA hats. And then when Trump, one of my favorite parts was when he was trying to get a sense from the audience whether his new campaign slogan should be Make America Great Again or Keep America Great. And they went wild for Keep America Great. And I think that shows that there is the enthusiasm Trump needs. He has a tough fight ahead of him.
He does.
But nobody is like him on the campaign trail. His ability to entertain while he educates and campaign is like nothing we've ever seen before.
Yeah, he's a work of nature. I mean, it is really quite interesting. Okay, meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., AOC telling people that we have concentration camps on our southern border. Kelsey, I don't have any words for this. I just needed to let people know that this is the kind of weird stuff she's saying. What do you say at this point? I mean, she's been ripped from the left and the right. She's insulting Holocaust survivors by doing so. She's insulting her own country by doing so. I don't understand this woman anymore. Not that I ever did.
Well, instead of just apologizing, or maybe not even apologizing and say, okay, maybe I went too far on that one, she doubles down, and she's actually trying to pretend she wasn't just referring to Nazi concentration camps when in the same video she used the phrase never again, which of course,
right.
which of course is referring to the Holocaust.
Yeah.
So I think that was incredibly dishonest of her. And it's dishonest of her and all Democrats to pretend to care about the legitimate humanitarian crisis that's happening on our border, and then go to their jobs every single day and do nothing about it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a member of Congress who thinks she deserves a raise and refuses to sit down at the table with Republicans to change this, to change our immigration laws, so that we don't have to have these immigration camps.
Yeah.
So and then she goes out and pretends that this is Donald Trump's fault. No, Donald Trump is the one person who's trying to do everything in his power and more to stop this and to take care of this in a humanitarian way. And unless members of Congress are willing to come to the table, willing to fund HHS so that they have better conditions. I mean, there is a reason that we have to detain migrants who come here. We know that there's a concern about a mumps outbreak and also chickenpox outbreak, yeah, among illegal immigrants crossing the border. So we're not just detaining people because we want to. This is how our laws work, and they're there for good reason. Public safety is just one of them.
Well, and 5,200 confirmed cases so far. So it's not like it's even a speculative thing at this point. You know, it's pretty well demonstrating itself. And I just want to get to this point. There's a new poll out in AOC's district. She's way underwater in her own district with her own constituencies, not Republicans, Democrats in her district. Is she a one-termer?
You know, if she's a one-termer, I wouldn't be surprised if she goes and runs for something higher. I don't think she's going anywhere fast when it comes to,
staying off
politics.
The stage. Yeah.
But she is. It does look like, according to this poll, that she is in trouble and is not connecting with her constituents, which is what should matter most to her.
Well,
I mean, she started off terribly, you know, kicking out Amazon, 25,000 jobs in her district. Now she's on a PR campaign trying to spin that as if Amazon doesn't pay livable wages when they pay $15 an hour plus benefits, which is the exact federal minimum wage she is advocating for at the federal level. And from there, she's been a lot of talk, but she hasn't actually got anything done. She hasn't passed any legislation. And I think her constituents see that. And they also know that socialism is not the path they want to go down.
I think she just needs to put her earbuds on and listen to Taylor Swift's new single a little more. She just needs to calm down. Anyway,
I would agree with you.
Hey, and we didn't share the personal news. Maybe we'll save that for next time. But or can I tell it now? Can I tell it now?
You can share it.
Kelsey's going to be a mommy. And I'm so excited. This is going to be so awesome. And we don't hear that news all the time every day. And in some suburbs here or the zip codes in New York, there's actually more babies that don't make it than do. So congratulations to you and Mr. Bowler. And we'll be praying for you in the days to come.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Alliance Defending Freedom on the case in Connecticut, defending girl athletes that just want to run. Don't go away.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Well, you heard me talking with Mike Lindell live at the Trump rally this week, and you know that Mr. Lindell is very excited about what's happening in the country. It's one of the reasons why he has lowered his price on his MyPillow premiums to only $69.98. He wants to make sure that all this good momentum is accompanied by the best sleep that you've ever gotten. So only $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The offer is available only at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo codes. Be listening. I'll give them to you in just a second. Ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. Pillow changed my life. Plain and simple. Tell people that all the time. Stays cool all night. Keeps its shape. Came with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So what would it take for you to try the pillow that's going to help you sleep better for the rest of your life than you've ever slept before? It shouldn't require much, but how would the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV do to incentivize you? $34.99 per pillow, $69.98 for a pair. This offer only available at MyPillow.com. So call 800-651-0798. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-651-0798.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They are Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Glad to be back in studio today after a crazy day on location with the president's rally yesterday. And just, I don't know, seeing a different side of America than what we see in New York a lot of times. And glad to see it. I was glad to see that Susanna Hoffman in The Federalist this morning wrote about the story of Selena Sewell. This is a young girl that you may remember, Kelsey Bowler, who you hear on the show all the time, had highlighted in a recent video report that she did for the Heritage Foundation, the Daily Signal. But the story of what's happening to Selena, I am so discouraged about this. And, you know, I've got a baby daughter. She's only 4, going on 40 now. But she's going to be of that age where she's going to want to try to accomplish things. She's going to want to try to make her way in the world. And what I am watching happen to the freedoms and the hard-earned rights of women in America today is they're just being evaporated. And I am not happy about it. I'm very encouraged to see Selena step up and to talk about what's going on with her. But friends, this is one of those very areas that we need the Alliance Defending Freedom coming to the aid of someone that is too insignificant, at least in the legal system and in the marketplace, to be able to fend for her own defense. Denise Harley is legal counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. She's a member of the Center for Life. She focuses on litigation of the First Amendment, pro-life, healthcare professionals, etc. But Denise, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. We've had you on a couple of times in the last couple of months, and I appreciate your work and I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Let's talk about what makes Selena's case specifically unique.
Sure. Well, girls like Selena deserve to compete on a level playing field, and forcing female athletes to compete against biological males isn't fair. It destroys their opportunities. And that's what happened to Selena. Selena came in 8th place. At the top 6 qualifiers would have gone on to the next level.
Yeah, let's back up just a touch. So she's a high school track athlete.
And
she's pretty gifted. She's pretty fast for the women's division.
She's worked very hard. As many of these female athletes have, she's trained for years and years. This is her passion. This is her dream. And she's very, very good. She would have qualified for the regionals, which is a significant accomplishment because that's where the college recruiters are, potential college scholarships and all sorts of other opportunities. But instead, 2 boys decided to enter the girls' division, saying they identified as girls. And they, of course, came in 1st and 2nd. So that displaced Selena so that she was no longer able to go on to the regionals.
Because only the top 6 can go, and she came in 8th with those 2 boys, biological males, in the field.
That's right.
And if I remember correctly, one of the boys actually shattered like 10 state records this year that had taken some 20 years for the women's division of high school athletics in Connecticut to develop.
Oh, exactly. In the span of one season, one Connecticut boy now holds more than 10 records that 10 different girls had set over the course of about 20 years. And that just shows how unfair this is. Boys are always going to have physical advantages over girls.
Denise, let's talk about this from a pragmatic standpoint. Why aren't the National Organization of Women and Planned Parenthood and the ACLU and all the other people, the normal actors that are always screaming about women's rights, how come none of them have come to the aid of not just Selena, but of any of the girls being victimized in this kind of activity across the country?
That's a great question. Women have fought long and hard to earn equal opportunities in things like athletics. And in fact, Title IX was designed to eliminate discrimination against women and to provide them with equal opportunities. And so this is taking a huge step backwards instead of moving forward. And so Title IX is the basis for the complaint that we've filed to have the federal government step in, investigate this, and to set the playing field back to a level.
Is there anything else going on here? Is there an unwillingness even by those women's groups to acknowledge, I don't know, something greater like a moral law or a God or something like that in the equation? Do you think that there's a fear that because that might be where the natural thought process leads, then we have to just let these women be taken advantage of in this way?
Well, I think the issue about gender identity and transgender is so confusing and so hot button that we seem to lose the ability to have an honest discussion, and we suddenly don't see, like you said, women's groups standing up to defend women. Because what happens is, for every boy on the podium, that's one less young woman being able to achieve her dreams and to place in an area that she's worked so hard in.
Now, if I understand Selena's story correctly, she has taken some pushback for speaking out. She was the only woman that was competing in these Connecticut track situations that was willing to come on record and speak out. What is the price paid? What kind of price has she paid so far?
That's right. Selena has received a very negative reaction from her coach, from administrators at her school, including the principal, has experienced a lot of retaliation. And that's why we, unfortunately, have had to go to the next level and have the Department of Education, the Office of Civil Rights of the federal government, come in and make things right. Because Title IX is very clear that girls get to have equal opportunities to pursue their dreams.
Well, let's talk about what they can do. What can the Department of Education Office for Civil Rights accomplish? What's the role they play?
Well, they will investigate, and they can make a finding that the Connecticut Athletic Association is, in fact, violating equal rights under Title IX. And so that will set a tone, which we would hope that the Athletic Association would immediately change the policy and affirm the women's rights. And then, of course, hopefully we would see that nationwide, that some of these states that have gone off the rails will come back and observe Title IX obligations under the law.
Yeah. Friends, if you want more information about this case, Denise Harley is legal counsel at Alliance Defending Freedom, and they have taken the case pro bono, as always. Selena Sewell couldn't afford constitutional Supreme Court-level attorneys to fight her case, and it may have to go to the Supreme Court. That's what you're helping make happen when you become an ADF partner. 800-569-1559. We need 47 more partners in the New York tri-state area for ADF this year. Denise Harley, thank you so much for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi there, Kevin McCullough. I am feeling 100% on top of my game today. You know why? Because I took my fruits and veggies. See, I started yesterday at 2:30 in the morning flying to Orlando for that big rally last night. It was up late all through the rally. Then I got up at 2:30 again to come back to New York, only to be bombarded by travel delays at the airports and the bus stations and the train subway stations, everything else. Everything went wrong today. But I didn't let it worry me because I took my fruits and veggies, and every daily dose, just the normal dose of Balance of Nature, has got 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. I upped that to about 10 capsules each. That's why I've got all the energy. You start taking it, you're going to see the same thing. Better looking skin, lots more energy, an improvement to the quality of your life. Get Balance of Nature right now. Get the difference. See it for yourself. You get 30% off when you call. You're going to get free shipping, but you've got to do it today. 30% discount and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But in either case, use the promo code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Well, you heard me talking with Mike Lindell live at the Trump rally this week, and you know that Mr. Lindell is very excited about what's happening in the country. It's one of the reasons why he has lowered his price on his MyPillow premiums to only $69.98. He wants to make sure that all this good momentum is accompanied by the best sleep that you've ever gotten. So only $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The offer is available only at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo codes. Be listening. I'll give them to you in just a second. Ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. Pillow changed my life. Plain and simple. Tell people that all the time. Stays cool all night. Keeps its shape. Came with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So what would it take for you to try the pillow that's going to help you sleep better for the rest of your life than you've ever slept before? It shouldn't require much, but how would the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV do to incentivize you? $34.99 per pillow, $69.98 for a pair. This offer only available at MyPillow.com. So call 800-651-0798. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-651-0798.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Do other girls on your team feel the way that you do, that opportunities are being taken from you by biological males?
Yes, no one in the state of Connecticut is happy about this. We missed out on winning the state open championship because of the team that the transgender athlete was won.
That's Selena Sewell. We were just talking about her case with Denise Harley of Alliance Defending Freedom. But I have to come back for a few minutes because we didn't cover it all. And I'm mad about this. This is going to inhibit the chance for every daughter of every family listening to me right now in the immediate future to get scholarships, to get to do the things that they want to do. I said this on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. Some people got mad at me. I don't care. That if this is allowed to stand, what happened in Connecticut, you're going to see the end of women's sports. I have a very athletic little girl. She likes to get out and ride the scooter and play basketball with her brothers and do all kinds of other stuff. I used to coach that sport. I could probably get her a long way towards at least being considered by at least some small school if she has marginal talent. Here's the thing. That will be in jeopardy. Because underperforming, defunct men who can't cut it are invading women's sports and saying, it's my right to do this because I identify as this or that. Now, I know it's not politically correct to go there. I'm tired of caring about it. I don't care anymore. When I see young girls being robbed of the opportunity to use their God-given gifts to be able to accomplish at their maximum level what they were made to do with great excellence because Charlie doesn't want to be Charles anymore, but not doing anything to really change that equation. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we allow this to happen, we are just sending the message to our daughters, you're not worth it, we're not going to fight for you, etc. And so this is one of the reasons why I am so insistent that in this month of defending freedom, we find 47 more partners to stand with Alliance Defending Freedom to say no. To say no to these corrupt governments that want to punish people for just being what God made them. For a gift of $100, you actually help defend Selena Sewell in her case. It's going to cost much more than what 47 partners stepping forward will be able to do, but that's going to help. There's no way that Selena Sewell could afford Denise Harley and the level of legal counsel that the Alliance Defending Freedom is going to give her, because this thing is probably going to go to the Supreme Court. The state of Connecticut clearly believes that they have done nothing wrong, They clearly believe that they should let biological males, that's men with parts still attached, compete in the women's division. I don't think, this is my own personal belief, if you were born with male DNA, I don't think you ever get to play women's sports, period. Your cells are different. They look different under a microscope. The genome inside of them is different. The DNA patterns are different. Everything about them is different. That person, have the surgery, change the parts, gets hit by a bus 10 years from now, after all the hormones have been taken and everything else, you know what the DNA is going to come back? Male, struck down by a bus. Well, he's wearing women's clothes. Doesn't matter. His DNA determined that he was male. And all the rest of this is just white noise. But and you can kind of put up with it for a while. You know, okay, you want to wear the linen dresses to school instead of, you know, the letter jacket. Okay, that's your choice. But when you insist upon being placed as preferred to women in women's pursuits, and you're clearly not a woman, it's wrong. It's morally wrong. And these women are getting robbed of the opportunities to do what God made them to do. That's why we need you. That's why the Alliance Defending Freedom needs to exist. It's for families like Selena Sewell right here in our backyard in Connecticut. She said in that one soundbite, no one in Connecticut is happy about this. Well, actually, there's two people that are happy about it in Connecticut, and that's the boys. They got to run as girls and win all the state records and shatter all the state records that had stood for 20 years. 800-569-1559. Join me now. 800-569-1559. Become a member of the Alliance Defending Freedom. A one-time gift of $100. But we need people that are going to stand up and do something about this. And the Alliance Defending Freedom is doing it. Pro bono for Selena Sewell. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Hi there, Kevin McCullough. I am feeling 100% on top of my game today. You know why? Because I took my fruits and veggies. See, I started yesterday at 2:30 in the morning flying to Orlando for that big rally last night. I was up late all through the rally. Then I got up at 2:30 again to come back to New York, only to be bombarded by travel delays at the airports and the bus stations and the train subway stations, everything else. Everything went wrong today. But I didn't let it worry me because I took my fruits and veggies, and every daily dose, just the normal dose of Balance of Nature, has got 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. I upped that to about 10 capsules each. That's why I've got all the energy. You start taking it, you're going to see the same thing. Better looking skin, lots more energy, an improvement to the quality of your life. Get Balance of Nature right now. Get the difference. See it for yourself. You get 30% off when you call. You're going to get free shipping, but you've got to do it today. 30% discount and free shipping. Call 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But in either case, use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Well, you heard me talking with Mike Lindell live at the Trump rally this week, and you know that Mr. Lindell is very excited about what's happening in the country. It's one of the reasons why he has lowered his price on his MyPillow premiums to only $69.98. He wants to make sure that all this good momentum is accompanied by the best sleep that you've ever gotten. So only $34.99 per pillow, and that's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. The offer is available only at MyPillow.com or by calling 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo codes. Be listening. I'll give them to you in just a second. Ever since I've been sleeping on a MyPillow, no more interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. Pillow changed my life. Plain and simple. Tell people that all the time. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, came with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So what would it take for you to try the pillow that's going to help you sleep better for the rest of your life than you've ever slept before? It shouldn't require much, but how would the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV do to incentivize you? $34.99 per pillow, $69.98 for a pair. This offer only available at MyPillow.com. So call 800-651-0798. Use promo code KMC. That's 800-651-0798.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
We did not merely transfer power from one party to another, but we transferred power back to you, the proud citizens of the United States of America.
Just one of many good lines from last night's rally in Orlando. And don't believe the press. Don't believe the press. John Catsimatidis, welcome back to Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you for having me. I heard you were down in Orlando.
The Orlando Sentinel greeted the president yesterday on the front page of their paper with a, we announce our endorsement for president, anybody but Trump. That was the day that he comes to town, that's what they printed.
Wow.
Today, they ran three stories about how he over-exaggerated the numbers of the people that were there. John, I was there at noon in the muggy, hot, sweltering heat where I walk across the street, and by the time I get to the arena to pick up my credentials, my suit is drenched through. I look like I've been shot. It looks like I'm bleeding through my shirt.
It was in the 90s?
It was, and the humidity was probably 90%. But in the middle of that sweltering afternoon, 50,000 people on the lawn just waiting for the party to get started later that night. That night, they have 20,000 people inside. They got people sitting outside watching on the big screens. Don't believe the hype. Huge crowd. Crowd yesterday. Yeah.
Well, I watched it on television when I went home, and it was huge.
You made a big endorsement about 5 or 6 minutes into the event on Twitter.
On the in the afternoon, I said that the Catsimatidis family will endorse President Trump, and our whole family is endorsing him.
I'm not surprised because John and AJ.
Unemployment is the lowest it's been.
And across the board.
Consumer confidence is up.
Wages are up.
The wages are up. The stock market is up. I mean, what else do you want to ask for? And he is the only one with courage. You know, it takes courage. With courage to defend our country.
Yeah.
He's got courage against China. He's been playing the North Korean. He's got courage against Iran.
Yeah.
My expression that I haven't used lately, but I've used it, he has terrorized the terrorists.
I like that.
Tell me one terrorist that would try to do something against us.
Yeah. No, I like that. That's great. You need to patent that.
Absolutely. He has terrorized the terrorists.
International property.
Maybe Alex will send that out.
There you go. John Catsimatidis is who we're speaking with. Of course, he did run for mayor. And, we play that little liner, John. I think a lot of people would love to see you make another run at it. But we'll wait and see.
Well, it's not for another 2 to 3 years. It's a year after
It only
the
seems like a century
election.
From now.
A lot of people.
Every day with de Blasio is like a 50-year period.
A lot of people have been pushing me. And I said, look, let's get the presidential election over with, and then we'll look at it.
All right. Well, so opening the door a little bit then maybe.
Just a little bit.
Just a crack.
And I'm younger than Trump.
Let's talk about someone who may not get reelected, and that is AOC yesterday said we're running concentration camps on the southern border. The same day that a poll comes out that shows people in her district, she's only got like a 13% approval rating of voters in her district. Is she a one-termer?
It could very well be because I think people voted for her because they really didn't know what she stood for.
I hope so.
And the fact and what they did, her and the other gang of four, what they did with Amazon, they hurt New York City, New York State big time.
Yeah.
I mean, they are, what was my expression? Dumber than dog doo-doo.
Yep, that's what you said.
I can't say the other four-letter word. You know? And it's just plain dumb. And for her to call those concentration camps. And I know my son got attacked by Rosie O'Donnell on his Twitter.
For what?
For one
criticizing
of the,
AOC?
No, for one for the border control situation, and they said, "Well, you got concentration camps, you got kids in cages," and my son tweeted back and said, "You know, here's the proof: those cages were built by President Obama."
Right.
Well, she didn't respond, and I know Rosie. She
just ghosted John Jr.
She's got her own peculiarities. Is that the nicest way I can say
it? I think so.
The other thing that I pointed out to my son, if he wanted to tweet it out, that the Central American families are selling their kids or renting them. So the people are going to break down our border, take the kids with them, and make believe they're their kids.
Yeah.
And
well, that's what
horrible.
That's what the backlog for the courts is, because you have a lot of these specifically males, adult males,
rent
showing up with kids that are of no relation to them at all. And then, of course, no one's carrying documentation. So let's bring that back to New York now, John. There's a push in this state to get driver's licenses for illegals. There's one clerk in upstate that said today, I don't care what the state law is. I think it violates federal law. As the county clerk, I'm not gonna abide by it. So he's setting himself up to be sued by either side. But is it really smart? Pro illegal people, it's okay to let them in without documentation to get into the country. But now that they're here, we're like very concerned about giving them documentation so they can drive a car. I don't understand the double standard.
By the way, the other card that the city gives those immigrants
right
is a card that they can get into the library for free.
Yep.
And they can go into the museum.
It's like a city ID card
versus a U.S. citizen. We have to pay.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's getting a little bit silly. I understand that California is a mess. A mess.
That's putting it nicely.
Los Angeles, the homeless are all over the place. San Francisco is getting really bad. And they got 38 million people in California. And their budget deficit, a lot of it has to do with the immigrants that just cross over the border and said, I'm here for you guys to support
And they
me.
Just keep coming. All right, that's John Catsimatidis. If you're in New York City, have your radio on AM 970 The Answer at the top of the hour for Cats at Night. Kevin McCullough coming back.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, so I want to go back to the rally one more time, because I don't know if you were watching. So I got to tell you, so I'm there, right? And the big boss around here, and I say that because the two bosses, they're both very important, but Phil is literally bigger than Jerry. So he's like a foot and a half taller than him. And he's a foot and a half taller than everybody. Phil's a giant. But anyway, I'm with the big boss, and there's a TV handy, and he's like, I wonder if CNN is going to cover the convention tonight, the rally tonight. So I said, well, let's see. So we flipped from Fox News, who was kind of doing in and out, but then once the president got on stage, they kind of stayed with it. One America News Network was carrying the whole thing like just from a, you know, an unmanned camera. It was just a camera feed, which is I kind of liked, because then I didn't get all the jabberwocky by everybody else, you know, just spilling their guts on everything they thought. But then there was CNN.
This was our chance to reclaim our government.
All right. We've been watching the president kick off his reelection bid. He's been on stage for about 6 minutes. Within 2 minutes, he did talk about the economy. About 4 minutes, it was attacks on the media. If I can, want to bring back our panel.
Oh, yeah, bring back the panel at 6 minutes into a speech that lasted an hour and 17 minutes. Brian Stelter on CNN also had, let me lay down the facts. So whoever that was, he's right. So the president was on stage about 8:16, and they dumped at 8:20. That was 4 minutes. He said six, maybe somewhere in between. But 5 to 6 minutes of the president's opening portion, basically, of the speech. Then they dump out of it and start talking to themselves about what the speech was. Now, how do you do that? You only heard 6 minutes of it. And you notice they did it right simultaneously as the crowd in the Orlando Center started chanting, CNN sucks. Brian Stelter took to Twitter, and he was very angry about the whole thing. And he said, they were being dogged on the air, and they had every right to pull out. I mean, you know, the people started chanting, CNN sucks. To which I replied back, CNN sucks isn't just a hashtag. It's a fact. You guys are awful. You're the worst news network on television. That's why your ratings are in the dumper. That's why nobody watches you. That's why more people watch MSNBC. They at least know where it's coming from. Or Fox. They at least think they know where it's coming from. Then they watch you. CNN, you're pathetic. And the fact that you dumped out of the president's announcement an hour before he made the announcement and did an hour of commentary on the meaning of the speech. You're pathetic, CNN. Pathetic. I'm Kevin McCullough.